Hey, is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yep, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
Whoa, I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Get our best deals on iPhone 15 Pro at T-Mobile.com. One-year upgrade requires Go 5G Next plan, financing new qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I am coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Dave Shepard, he's holding it down for us in New York City. And thank you to everybody locked in all over North America. You could be on the West Coast, the East Coast, the Down South, the Mountains, the Midwest, the Great Plains, the Small Plains, the Little Ones, Canada, an island. You could be at work. You could be prohibited from work. You could be on the road right now. You could be delivering stuff. I mean, there's all types of things you can deliver on a Friday night. Pizza and other things. Shout outs to you, whatever the hell you're doing. Hopefully it is not illegal. I'm going to be with you for the next 3 hours. This is when I get started. 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. That's when I get started. So consider this hour number two of the show. Right now, as I sit in this studio in Atlanta, Georgia, Colorado is smacking up Stanford to the shock of nobody. 14 to nothing. The first quarter just ended. Shedeur Sanders is making this look too easy. Already has 100 yards passing to go along with two touchdowns. Travis Hunter just returned from that, what do I even call it? Lacerated liver? This man came back and scored a touchdown already. And Deion Sanders gave him a big old hug. And Deion Sanders is not wearing his shades. He's not wearing his shades at night. And that's good. Because, I mean, for all the crap that he got about wearing his shades and his hat in the daytime, man, if he would have wore his shades at night, somebody would have been crapping on him next. Anyway, we'll talk about Deion. By the way, Deion didn't want to play this game at this time of night. We're going to hear from Deion momentarily. James Harden has compared his relationship with the Sixers to a fractured marriage. We got some other great college games. Well, this one ain't great, but we should have a good one on Saturday between USC and then also Notre Dame. We got Oregon and Washington going at it. So we got all these guys eligible for the Heisman just out here slinging a rock around. And then we got games on Sunday in the NFL. And a lot of these games suck. I mean, if you got plans on Sunday night, don't watch football. Just find something else to do. Maybe actually spend that time with your friends. Maybe spend that time with your family. But under no circumstances, do not sit down and watch the Buffalo Bills and the Giants. You will be wasting your time. Unless you got money on it and you feel that invested, don't watch this Daniel Jones-less team try to compete with the Buffalo Bills, who are angry that they went to London and lost, okay? And we got a bunch of other games. Bill Belichick is going to be taking on Josh McDaniels. So it's just, it's a lot going on. And so here's the deal. If you want to talk to me, I don't know why you would, but if you want to, the number is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm also on social media. I am at JR Sport Brief. I am being inundated by people telling me about comedians. Why? Because at the beginning of the last hour, we talked about the fact that there's no baseball tonight, right? It's none. You got to wait until Sunday. Watch that instead of Sunday night football. We got the Texas Rangers and the Houston Astros. That is Sunday night, right? And then we had an opportunity to listen to someone whose voice, over the past 20 years I've been listening to this man, his voice has now graduated into the voice of God. He sounds like a narrator. He sounds like he should be in films. The man is Bruce Bochy. Maybe I can represent him whenever he's sick of managing 30-year-old baseball players, because the man sounds awesome. He just listen to him just talk about this upcoming matchup against Houston.
Doing well. He had a nice outing yesterday. Threw around 60 pitches in that area. I have not talked to him about how he feels today. We have some time here before we set this roster, but have to be really encouraged with how he threw the ball, how he feels. So we'll check on him as he gets his treatment today and see where we're at.
No, he was talking about that that often hurt pitcher that he has in Max Scherzer. He sounds like he should be narrating a Christmas movie. He sounds like Morgan Freeman. Morgan Freeman was hanging out with Jim Carrey as the voice of God. And then we started talking about the top comedians, and I said, look, when it comes to box office in the 90s, box office, big money films, blockbuster films, comedy, it's Jim Carrey. He owned the 90s, man. It's him, Robin Williams, probably between the two of them. Comedy films, strictly comedy films. It's like 1A and then 1B probably. Jim Carrey just pushing them out. Dumb and Dumber, Ace Ventura, The Mask. He even had that role in that awful Batman movie. I think that was Val Kilmer. Liar, Liar. This guy was killing it. He ain't miss. Ace Ventura did not miss. We got a bunch of callers here. Let's talk to them, and then we're going to hear about Dion. His team is currently winning 14-0. I wonder if he's still miserable that he got to play a game this late. Let's go ahead and
Alrighty then.
I wasn't expecting that, but there we go. Yeah, The Mask. I haven't seen The Mask in like 20 years. I wonder if it still hits the same. John is calling from New York. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, J.R. How you doing tonight?
Good.
Yeah, you and Chef, you're amazing as always tonight.
Thanks.
I got a couple things. First thing, I'll get the movie thing out of the way. I think Tom Hanks has some comedies in there in the 90s were box office.
Wait a minute. I don't think Tom Hanks and think comedy. He's not in that space with Jim Carrey. Come on.
Well, he's in
the space. What was his biggest Toy Story? I mean, what are we doing here?
I think he probably made outgross Jim Carrey in his movies.
I'm sure he did, but that's not what we're talking about.
So JR. In fairness to John's point, did you ever see You Got Mail?
Up in Seattle with what's her name?
Meg Ryan. Correct. That was a comedy. A League of Their Own. That was a comedy. Turner and Hooch. That was a Tom Hanks is underrated funny. He doesn't get the credit as a comedic actor the way that Jim Carrey gets as a dramatic actor.
Those were like love comedy.
League of Their Own wasn't a love comedy. JR, he was one of the funniest baseball personalities. He was funnier than anybody from Major League and League of Their Own. That's how good he was as a comedic actor.
His films were not come see this to absolutely fall out your you-know-what and laugh, man. I just think he's an excellent, amazing actor. Am I going to call him a comedian? Like, come laugh and ha-ha? Like, the 90s had drama and action and slapstick. Like, Jim Carrey was funny.
You know, different
lane, man.
You know what a lot of people consider Forrest Gump to be, believe it or not? It's a comedy.
Well, listen, man, I ain't talking about what anybody considers to be.
Well,
there is no ambiguity about a Dumber and Dumber or Ace Ventura, okay? If we got to sit here and split hairs about hey, you know what? That was kind of funny. It's no, man. There ain't no splitting hairs here. It's either a comedy or it's not.
Jim Carrey.
This is not Die Hard. Is it a Christmas movie? This is not what we're doing right now.
Well, Jim Carrey was, to John's point, like Jim Carrey was goofier. Like he was
No. You splitting hairs now, man. Okay, we ain't talking about goofy. Is the movie a comedy or not? If you got to sit here and convince me about it being a comedy, it ain't. There's one. Tom Hanks might have outgrossed this man. Sure, yeah. Tom Hanks, awesome. One of the greatest actors ever. But in the 90s, Jim Carrey had a space. It was a funny space. There were no ands, ifs, or buts about it. Yeah. Thank you, John. What part of New York are you calling from?
I'm from Rochester.
Rochester. And, Rochester. Did it get cold yet?
Yeah, it's like 50 degrees, cool. Oh, I love it. Cold. It's like my time of year.
There's a brewery that I like off the river. You know what I'm talking about? It's off the little waterfall.
Yeah, Genesee Brewery.
Yeah. Across from the Kodak building, a couple blocks away.
Yeah, it's the oldest brewery in New York. It's like one of the original. Yeah.
They didn't tell me that when I was there.
Oh, I'm surprised.
You sure you telling more lies on the radio, John?
No, telling you the truth.
All right,
and one more thing real quick.
Yes.
I am going to watch that Bills game because I'm a Bills fan. But because you never know what's going to happen in a Bills game. You know, my whole life.
Have you seen the New York Giants?
New ways to lose. It's amazing. It's like you think they got the game in the bag and some out of this world thing happens and they end up losing. It's crazy. You never know what you're going to get.
Maybe Tyrod Taylor gets his revenge, right? Is that's what's going to happen?
Yeah, there you go. You nailed it. That's the headline, man. That's going to be all over SportsCenter. Tyrod comes back home. I'm telling you, man.
Okay. Speaking of comedians, there's Anthony Anderson and Cedric the Entertainer.
I love them guys.
Who the hell is Luke Grimes is a musician, right? Andrew Luck representing Stanford. He's at the game. Everybody comes out to see Dion. Hey, John, thank you for calling from Rochester.
All right, later. See you, Shep.
Thank you. Shep, you said bye.
I'll see you later, John. Good luck with the Bills game. I like your chances against Tyrod Taylor,
Shep, though. That was rude. He said bye. You didn't say nothing.
Oh, well.
Just ignored him.
I mean, I'm taking calls.
Oh, you're right. You're right. You're a man of many talents here.
Oh, it takes one to know one.
Yeah, what am I doing? I'm just sitting around being a jackass on a Friday night. I know how to do that good. Doing a good job. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Brock is calling from San Diego. What's up, Brock?
Hey, good Friday to you, JR. I just got out of the ocean surfing. If I missed a couple people, I'm sorry. Adam Sandler had a pretty good set in the 90s, too. Did you talk about him?
Yeah, well, no, we talked about who's number one, and is there a comp to number one? Adam Sandler.
No, there's nobody to miss a carry, but like is that, he's in the top three for sure.
Yeah, he's. He came on in the mid-90s, kind of pushed it into the 2000s. Yes, I'd agree.
Hey, at least he didn't have a sitcom like the other callers are talking about.
Yeah, we ain't talking about no sitcoms. Thank you,
bro. Have a good weekend, brother. Thank you.
No doubt. My man just said, yeah, man, I just hopped out the ocean. He hopped out. God bless him. Shout outs to everybody who lives in an ocean that they can actually get in. Hey, Shep, when's the last time you jumped in that good old Atlantic Ocean?
All right, Jared, come again?
So when's the last time you jumped into that good old Atlantic Ocean?
It's been a minute, man. It's been a minute, yeah.
Yeah. Well, don't do it in New York, okay?
That sounds good, yeah. I'm not going to do anything in New York except not take the subway.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't get in the water.
And don't go to Times Square either.
Don't go to Times Square. Is Elmo still hustling people for pictures?
That would be the better scenario right now in Times Square, considering what's going on the last 24 hours.
Well, Elmo punching you in the face and asking for a 20?
Or the Naked Cowboy, yeah, because at least you know you're going to live.
Wait, is the Naked Cowboy still out there?
You know what's crazy? He was in Florida. He was in Florida when I was there visiting my grandma. No joke.
You saw him in Florida.
He walked right by me.
He was he naked?
No, he was not naked. He wears underwear.
Oh, no. Well, I know. He had on his underwear and his boots.
Yeah, and he's got and there's a naked cowgirl, too, that, like, walks with him now.
Yeah. She's older than him.
Well,
right.
Listen, if he likes the older ladies, that's his thing. Good for him.
Yeah, I've spoken to him quite a few times.
Really?
Yeah, just in Times Square, passing by. He's been there for a million years.
Oh, is he all there?
I think he is.
Okay.
He's enough to hustle tourists, yes.
Gotcha.
Come on, man. This dude is standing in Times Square in white underwear, cowboy boots, and a hat. And then when it gets to be 20 degrees outside, he's putting on a leather jacket over it. Like, come on.
I remember when 2020 hit all of us, and COVID was obviously a very serious thing, and everyone was staying home. They would have like a special segment on like the Today Show on CBS Mornings, and it was like the Naked Cowboy was the only one out in Times Square, and this was when it was like March.
Yo, where the hell does he live? Right. He got a hotel down a block?
I do think he stays at a hotel. You're right.
That ain't cheap over there, man.
Well, he's got some kind of deal though. There's no question. It's like a sponsor.
Yeah, he don't got no hotel slapped on the back of his ass. I mean, come on.
There's somebody putting him up. Let's put it that way. Because what he does, as much as he's hustling to stay at a hotel in Midtown in New York City, you're paying an easy $500 a night, and that's not even for a suite.
It depends on what hotel.
Times Square.
He got a sugar mama. Maybe that's what the naked cow lady is doing. Anyway, it sounds all illegal to me. Bill is calling from Green Bay. What's up, Bill?
JR, how is it?
How it goes? What's up?
I can't believe, now I haven't been listening since you started tonight, but I can't believe no one's mentioned Wisconsin's own Chris Farley. Passing away in 97. He has three more years.
He could have pumped out some more, but for the movie he did have. He was mentioned, Bill. He was.
But I would say he's on the same level, but for the fact that he passed in 97, he didn't have that chance to get a full decade out of the 90s, you know?
Yeah, well, I can only live in what existed. I hear you.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Thank you.
No doubt. Kurt is calling from California. What's up, Kurt?
Hey, what up, JR? It's one of your and Shep's customers.
Oh, if I'm not here, we lose customers?
I think you lose customers.
All right. Okay. What's up?
I can't help it. I still remember that call.
No, he's amazing. No, when you're not here, the station loses customers. Yeah, I love it. He's amazing. Yeah. What's up?
Has Eddie Murphy and Arsenio Hall, when they were doing Beverly Hills Cop, Trading Places, and when Eddie Murphy's dad was the king? Or is that a different time? Is that a different time
frame? Coming to America is in the 80s. And
it's a different time frame.
Yeah, I'm talking about the 90s. And I don't think Eddie Murphy, even between, I don't know, the Nutty Professor and I don't know what else you could throw in there, the Clumps, the Beverly Hills Cop. Kind of, sort of. But I still think if you were to add up the gross, I think Jim Carrey would have him beat.
Jim Carrey is probably at the top of the hill.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's number one. And I think maybe, Eddie and maybe Robin Williams would probably be in that two or three. But no doubt, it's Jim Carrey and everybody else. Thank you, Kurt.
See you later, Jer.
No doubt, my man. No doubt. Robbie's calling from Jacksonville. What's up, Robbie?
Hey, JR, what's going on tonight, man? Hey, so first off, I'm mesmerized that Adam Sandler didn't get any, you know, love, man. Big Daddy, Waterboy, Happy Gilmore, Wedding Singer.
Mid-late 90s, he ain't have that same stretch, man. And those movies didn't make money like Jim Carrey's films.
No, Jim Carrey, hey, he's the winner as far as, you know, box office.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
No, I know that, man. I just had to give some love to Adam Sandler.
He was on the show. Shep, was he on the show? It was this year he was on the show, like January, February. We had Adam Sandler on.
Yeah. You did have him on. He was on for like two, with Anthony Edwards. That's right.
Yeah, him and Anthony Edwards came on to the show, yeah.
Yeah, it was for Hustle.
Yeah, that came out. Yeah, it had to be this year.
I believe it was 2022.
We do it big here, man.
Oh, you do
we
it
had,
big.
We had Michael B. Jordan was here on the show.
Ice Cube.
Ice Cube Kareem, was on the show. Who
Kareem,
else?
Magic, Mia
Kareem,
Hamm.
Kareem, Magic.
Lindsey Vonn.
Yeah, we do it big.
Bernie, Mo.
Yeah, Mariano Rivera, Bernie. Yeah, we do it big over here.
Oh,
sorry,
I know you
Robbie,
do, man.
We're cutting you off. Go ahead.
No, no, you're good, man. So last thing I wanted to say, so you mentioned Morgan Freeman, too, and the movie Ted, right? Ted 2, the teddy bear.
With he's the like, bear?
I wish I could – yes, he goes, I wish I could sleep on a bed of your voice. Yeah, that's Morgan Freeman right there, man. that's about all I got to say.
All right, thank you, Robbie. It's shout-outs to Robbie, who's Jacksonville Jaguars, pardon the pun, but they are coming back to America. They are. They're back in America. We'll talk about them Jags. Brandon is calling from Chicago. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi. Tom Hanks is a comedic actor who ventured off of the serious role, but his origins are sitcom, Bosom Buddies, but he is a comedic actor.
Is he a comedian, blockbuster comedian? Like, come on.
Yes, he actually started in a movie with Sally Field called Punchline, where he's a comedian who's trying to teach Sally Field how to do comedy.
Was that in the 80s or the 90s?
I couldn't tell you exactly, but
oh, I'm talking about the 90s. Jim Carrey, okay, numero uno.
Yeah. I'm not sure as far as monetarily wise, but I just wanted to throw that in. And you have a great evening. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Brandon. Yeah, I'm talking about the money, moolah. 855-212-4CBS. Brandon's calling from San Diego. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, how's it going, JR? I just want to say I do agree with you that Jim Carrey was number one in the 90s, and Robin Williams and Eddie Murphy are up there. However, I think you're forgetting a fourth comedian, Martin Lawrence. He had a lot of big hits over there, like Big Mama's House and all those other movies.
Yeah, but it wasn't at that Jim Carrey level.
Oh, no. Jim Carrey's definitely number one, but yeah. I feel he's like top four.
Yeah, Martin, top 10, yeah, top 10. Most definitely Bad Boys.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, he was there.
Well, JR, thank you. I appreciate you taking my call.
Well, what's the weather like in San Diego right now? Make us jealous.
Oh, it's great. It's probably around nighttime right now. It's probably like 60.
Oh, same here as in Georgia. Okay. All right. Shep, how's the weather in New York?
This is like year-round over here. Got it.
Shep, what's the weather like up there?
60 and sunny today.
55 and rainy tomorrow. Great.
Sorry.
Just great. Anyway. Hey, Brandon, you be safe out there. Have fun in San Diego for us.
You too, JR. Take care.
All right, shout outs to all the military and all them wonderful folks holding it down in San Diego. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, Colorado is smacking Stanford 22-0. Maybe Deion Sanders is actually happy now at how late this game started. Is they whooping that ass? We're going to hear from Deion on the other side of the break. He's going to complain about these late start times. He's like, man, why we got to play so late? It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Out of all the talk show hosts that this station be putting on, you the best, man. You the best. When you're not on, they lose customers.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I really, really respect you, man. I don't always agree with you, but you are really, really good at your job. Smart, well-spoken guy, and I respect how you listen to people, even if they have different opinions than you. And you seem like one of the rare people in your industry who's willing to hear things and potentially change your mind. So I love that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Colorado, playing Stanford right now. 22-0, they're leading. About 4.5 minutes left in the first half of the game. Travis Hunter, the guy who got leveled, remember? Colorado State got popped in the midsection, ended up with a lacerated liver, missed, I think, about three games. He came back tonight, and he has already caught a touchdown. And so Colorado trying to move their record up to 5-2. It's what's going to happen. Stanford stinks. They're going to fall to 1-5. Andrew Luck is standing on the sidelines here for Stanford. I know he didn't want to play for the Indianapolis Colts. I don't know how much eligibility he has, but I think he's about the only thing that can go out there and save Stanford. And look, Deion Sanders, he made it real clear earlier on in the week. He didn't want to play this game at this time of night. He's like, I got to sit around all day with my players. What the hell am I supposed to do with them? And then he's saying at this time of night, people, especially on the East Coast, they going to bed. He's starting our games at 10 p.m. Eastern time. Must I remind you, when they played that crazy game against Colorado State, the one where Deion was, my mama taught me to take off my hat and my glasses, and that was a Saturday night game. That game also started at 10:20 Eastern time, on the East Coast, obviously Eastern time, and that game didn't finish until past 2 a.m. I left my house on Saturday night. I went out on Saturday night. I watched the game in the background. I came home, and that game was still on. I'm like, what the hell is this about? And so Deion, he talked about this on his own radio show. He's like, why are we playing so damn late?
What are we supposed to do with the kids all day until 8 o'clock?
Yeah. Wait till we're on the road.
What are we supposed to do all day until 8 o'clock? So what are you supposed to do in the hotel?
Yep.
What you supposed to do all day?
Watching football.
Who's playing on Fridays? That's the dumbest thing ever.
I know. It's those fellas over the television
stupidest
side.
Thing ever invented in life. Who wants to stay up to 8 o'clock for a darn game?
You wait till we do
what about the West Coast?
Yes.
I mean, the East Coast. Do they even care about ratings or anybody watching it?
I mean, people are going to watch, but people also going to check out. That's just the reality of it. I mean, I'm sitting here watching. I'm sitting in the studio. I'm talking to you. I'm looking at the game. I'm looking at multiple games. I'm looking at Victor Wembanyama, Euro step from the three-point line. This man's Euro step is one step from the three-point line, and he's at the basket. He's like a monster. He makes no sense. But anyway, I agree with Deion, and I understand. You want to give every team and every conference an opportunity to get their shine. And typically, Pac-12, it don't exist no more, but typically, historically, man, they play their games at night. And so you have a chance and an opportunity. You know, every conference gets its window. You start early, you end late. You can watch college football starting at noon on the East Coast, and you could watch it until almost 1, 2 a.m. in the morning. I mean, how many people really want to do that, though? I'm with them. We got late start times for everything. And now that we have so many of these teams just switching conferences, is it going to matter the same way? We got Pac-12 schools moving to Big Tens. Do we still need to start these games at 10 o'clock at night? Like, it is doing too much. It is. You don't have to wait too long. Colorado going to be the hell up on out the Pac-12 just like everybody else. And by the way, they've already had 3 10 a.m. starts. And if you ask me, that's early, you know. But, hey, you got to find a perfect medium for everybody. You take it where you can get it. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Deion must be happy that he's winning this game right now. He's not happy with the start time. When we come back from break, I'm going to tell you about somebody else who is not happy. He finally spoke to the media. It's James Harden. He compared his situation with the Philadelphia 76ers. He said it's like being in a broken marriage. I wonder if Will and Jada count. Is that broken or separate? What do you classify that as? Separated, right?
Without question.
Yeah, they're separated. I wonder if James Harden feels the same way. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I love hearing you every day. I get off work and on the way home, I love hearing you. I'm glad you live in the great state that we live in.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Yeah, I love living in Georgia. Shout outs to Tennessee, though, too. Get paid. Shout outs to Young Dolph. God rest his soul. Hey, listen, somebody getting paid as well. It's James Harden. He's made a lot of money to play a lot of games, be a top 75 player, to be an MVP. But then also, he's got a lot of money to burn teams down at the end. On the way out of Houston, he crapped on his teammates, basically said, we ain't good enough to win nothing. They had no choice but to trade him to Brooklyn. He gets to Brooklyn. He's a part of that you-know-what show with Kyrie and Durant. Ultimately, he wants to leave, and now he goes to Philadelphia. And then he goes to Philadelphia and says, oh, I always wanted to be in Philly. I didn't want to go to Brooklyn, and now I'm here. And Doc Rivers crapped on him. And then he has his old GM from Houston, Daryl Morey, with him. And then he's thinking Daryl Morey is going to pay him in perpetuity. He calls Daryl Morey a liar. He said he wants to be traded. And as of right now, he's still on the Sixers. He's been practicing with the Philadelphia 76ers. Let's keep in mind, the game's starting in a couple of weeks. His preferred destination is to go play for the Los Angeles Clippers with an injury-prone, let's call him, Kawhi Leonard, and an injury-prone Paul George. And so that'll be a fun team to watch. Russell Westbrook, James Harden if the trade happens, Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. I mean, what the four of them are going to do? Not play? I have no idea. Russell Westbrook will play in every game, and people will blame him for them being bad. That's just how the world works. And so James Harden actually spoke to the media for the first time in a formal way since he stood in China and said Daryl Morey is a liar. And James Harden made it real clear. When I got here to the Sixers, I planned on finishing my career here. But the Sixers?
Ugh.
Listen to this.
When I got traded here, my whole thing was I wanted to retire a Sixer. You know what I mean? Like, I wanted to be here and retire a Sixer. And the front office didn't have that in their future plans. You know what I mean? So, like, it's literally out of my control. It's something that I didn't want to happen in the system being in this position. But, you know, I got to make a decision for, you know, my family. I understand this is a business. You know what I mean? So it's just as simple as that.
Oh, whatever. He's past the point of his career where he's going to be consistent. That's it. He will consistently set somebody else up to score. It's not what he wants to do. He led the league in assists last year. But when it comes to scoring at the rate that he used to, he ain't that guy no more. And so, yeah, sure, he can go into a playoff series and drop 45 points in one particular game. And in the next one, he might have 10. That's just what he is. He's 34 years old. He got a lot of miles on him when he played out in Houston. He was playing every game. He had the ball in his hand for every play. He's cooked. And he's still a semi-all-star. And he's cooked. Just the facts. And then he was asked, okay, yeah, sure, you told everybody that you want to be traded. You told the public that Daryl Morey is a liar. And so, is there a possibility that y'all can fix this?
This is not even about this situation. This isn't life. Like, when you lose trust in someone, you know what I mean? It's like a marriage. Like, you lose trust in someone, it's like hot. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's pretty simple.
I know there's a bunch of married people listening right now. And maybe they've lost trust in their partners. They still together. Like, you can eventually work it out, right? I mean, I'm not married. I haven't been married. I ain't got no experience. But, I mean, people fix matters of, you know, infidelity, right? You can overcome those things. James Harden ain't been married either, as far as I know. How the hell would he know? He just doesn't want to. I mean, they're going to have to move him. What they move him for, what they get back, I don't know. Does anybody want James Harden besides the Clippers? I heard Miami don't want him. To be honest, I liked James Harden when he was in Houston. He just balled out. He was great to watch on League Pass any night. He has 30 points. He has 40 points. He has 50. The man was amazing to watch. Them days are over. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Carlos is calling from Miami. What's up, Carlos?
JR, how are you? This first time caller. And I love your show, man. You really put everything on point all the time. I'm with you all the time, man. I can't explain what a good person you are, man. You're doing an excellent job in that radio station, man. I want to congratulate you, man. I wanted to bring the topic real quick of last night. I was hearing you talking to your colleague about a 16-year-old that he knew, a 16-year-old dad, that he became a 16-year-old dad, a friend of his, I guess. And you didn't know, I heard you say that you didn't know anybody that you know, that you've heard. And I happen to be one of them at 16 years old, as a matter of fact. And, eventually I grew up without no parents. I lost my parents when I got here from Cuba to Miami. And it was a rough life. You know, my grandmother was totally blind, and she raised me totally blind with three siblings. Oh. And it kind of like matured me ahead of time. And at 15 years old, I was already living alone. But I became very mature and very independent ahead of time because of the situation. But I started producing there for my family at that age, at 15, 16.
Wait. You were 16, and how many kids did you have?
I got three kids. The 42, 41, and 31. As a matter of fact, if you look at in 2013, there was a little baby that went viral with the Birdman. Went all over Facebook, Instagram.
Wait. There's a couple of Birdmans. You talking about Birdman Chris Anderson?
Yes, sir. I'm the grandfather of that little baby that was with the Birdman on Facebook, Instagram, all over the news. I happen to be his grandfather.
What were they doing with Birdman? He's a wild dude. What were they doing with him?
Well, eventually, my daughter and my son-in-law were at home. They were bored. And they started playing around with the baby. He was only 8 months. And they started combing his hair back sideways. And they decided to spike it up. Okay. And they put a little Heech jersey on. That's cute. A picture, and they posted it on Facebook. And from that point, the whole media in Miami, an hour later, started contacting my daughter. And that's what led to the meets and greets. And they met one-on-one, and it was just, you know, it was a very nice thing, you know, that happened there at the moment. But her intentions were not those. It just happened to be that it blew up, and it took us all the way down there. But, you know, going back to where I was telling you real quick, I became a young dad. Very mature ahead of time because of the situation. Okay. And that made me grow up way more sooner. And what I did is I went to school to learn transmission mechanic, rebuilding automatic transmissions.
I'm glad everything worked out. It sounds like your kids, your grandkids, everybody's doing good, Carlos.
Everybody's doing good, man. I wanted you to meet me on the phone. To be the first one, because I heard you said that you didn't know anybody. So here I am.
Yeah, well, I said five kids. You only got three, so it's too late. You needed two more.
You beat me, man.
All right. Well, thank you.
And I'm gonna give you the Super Bowl prediction of this year.
Go ahead. Just name the teams.
It's gonna be San Francisco against the Dolphins.
Okay.
And San Francisco is gonna beat us.
Okay. Well, thank you, Carlos. Okay. That means there'll be a lot of offense there. Be safe. No problem. Hey, Shep, who the hell did I mention was 16 and had five kids? I know I said that last night. Do you remember who and why?
I don't. No.
I must have read that somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, you must have. I don't remember who, though. It was very someone we are not familiar with. Let's put it that way.
It's like a 16-year-old who had, five kids?
Yeah, and that's a very busy 16-year-old.
Yeah, 16-year-old, five kids.
Got to get and the priorities
intact. He called me to tell me he had three kids at 16. I'm like, man, you didn't hit the mark, bro.
Still pretty impressive. I mean, yeah, he made it sound like it was five. I guess he misunderstood what you were saying. But three kids at 16, I mean, that's just unfathomable to me. It's unfathomable to be a parent.
To be 16 years old
and to be a parent, yeah, that's
to have five kids.
To have a kid, at 16
kid.
Years old.
Listen to me sound like a 1990s infomercial for, I don't know, Protection and Dare or whatever. But teen pregnancy has gone down. Has to. I'm almost certain of it. Has to.
Yeah, I know. I agree.
People are in their phones. And hey, listen to me. I said a word earlier today. I should get canceled. I'm going to get canceled off of what I'm going to say next, Shep. You ready for it?
Always.
Listen, there's young men today. They're doing video games and phones and stuff. And women and young ladies are doing phones. And they're not going outside to meet people to do some things. You know what I'm saying, Shep?
I do, but, you know, let's be honest. I mean, in the 50s and 60s, they were spending more time outside than kids of the 80s and 90s. They just had their priorities in order, and they were more responsible.
I ain't talking about no damn 50s. I'm talking about today versus what things were, where all types of young people were having babies. Today, people aren't even interacting with each other to, you know, do some things.
They're more worried about how many followers they get, how many likes they
That's
get.
Stupid.
100%. If they can trend.
Why look at whatever sex you're interested in? Why look at them on a phone when they're in the room with them and they're looking at them in a phone instead of looking at them in the face?
Well, I mean, there are certain.
They're missing out.
Yeah, they are. I agree with you.
On things. It's terrible.
I would agree with you. And those things are some of the most memorable things of our lives.
Giggity goo.
Yep.
Listen, man, we're going to have a population of zero once technology gets a hold of even more of our kids. Nobody's going to procreate. They're going to be looking at their phones.
I don't know how you can get canceled for what you just said. I think everyone shares the same sentiment, JR.
What I said, I could go in on young men right now, but why would I?
Gotcha.
I'm a young man myself. Damn right I am. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Talk more basketball. We're going to get into these NFL games. CBS Sports Radio, don't move. For everybody.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
Maybe you're still new to this whole EV thing, but those range fears? Turns out your all-electric Hyundai Ioniq 5 gets you to work and back all week on a single charge. And now every Ioniq 5 comes with a complimentary EV charger and up to $600 installation credit. When it comes to embracing change, we're thinking of every mile. Hyundai, it's your journey. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. 2023 Ioniq 5 rear-wheel drive has an EPA estimated driving range of up to 303 miles. Actual range will vary with options, driving conditions, and habits, vehicle and batteries condition, and other factors. Available in limited quantities in select states only.